The next American Society of Breast Surgeons faculty member I interviewed was Dr. David Hyams, who presented a fascinating case at the symposium, specifically a woman who participated in two major NSABP randomized clinical trials.
This was a woman who was referred to me because she had actually palpated a mass in the breast on self-examination, and this was an area that had been concerning to her and led her to seek attention from her primary care provider. He referred her to me after organizing a mammogram. The mammogram had demonstrated that she did have a mass in that breast that was irregular and spiculated and appeared to be about a centimeter in size. The mass that she had when she came to see me on physical examination appeared to be about 1.5 centimeter palpable mass in the upper outer aspect of her left breast. And she had no evidence of clinical lymph node involvement.
Can you talk a little bit about what she was doing at that point in her life? Is she working, family, etc.?
Well, this was an active woman who lived in the Southwest in the Rancho Mirage area, who was quite active, as many of our patients are. She was an avid golfer and had moved from the Midwest some years earlier. She had worked as an office manager prior to retiring.
And how old was she when
61.
61. What about her family? Spouse?
She did not have a spouse. Her spouse had actually died. He had been older and was the reason that they had moved out west. She had retired a little bit younger than usual, but he unfortunately had died a few years earlier of a heart attack.
So what happened at that point?
So at that point, we suggested that we get tissue. Clearly, she had an abnormality that was suspicious by mammography. She had a suspicious abnormality on physical examination. And I guess most importantly, this was a woman who was pretty aware of her breasts. And although she didn't do monthly self-examinations, she examined herself regularly, as she put it. And this was something new and different. We went ahead and ordered a ultrasound-guided core biopsy. This was something that made sense because there was a clear defined mass. And the ultrasound-guided biopsy returned a diagnosis of invasive ductal carcinoma, which was grade 2. The ER was positive in 100% of cells, PR in 50%, and HER2 was negative by FISH.
What was your conversation like with her at that point?
Well, I explained to her that she had a primary breast cancer that still fit into the smaller size category, a T1 lesion, that we had no clinical evidence of disease that was in the lymph nodes or elsewhere in the body based on her examination and her history, and that the next reasonable step would be to consider primary surgical intervention. We, of course, discussed the potential of using systemic therapies first in a general sense and the use of systemic therapies after surgery, but in her particular case, she had a generous breast and there was no unique reason to give her preoperative treatment in order to shrink the tumor, and we felt that a breast conservation approach would be quite reasonable and appropriate. I think it's important to give your best advice, and I personally think for the average individual who's an equal candidate for both, that they do better with breast conservation approaches. They're happier, more satisfied, and the cosmetics are better. But there are a number of reasons to consider mastectomy, even in a patient like this. Happily, she does not have a history of connective tissue disease, but those individuals who do, or other autoimmune disease, are at much higher risk for complications and adverse sequelae of radiation. So those are individuals who might do better with a mastectomy. Individuals who have high family risks, which she did not, obviously might consider a mastectomy or even bilateral mastectomy. And in those individuals, I make it a point in my practice to consider doing a genetic risk assessment even before we make the final decision on primary surgery. And we can usually complete that within a month, and I don't think that adversely would influence the tumor growth or her safety.